When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
76 days or 79 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM live on myjoyonline.com. We're live in all 16 regions of Ghana, Gangai FM in Jirapa, Bedenrin FM in Bumkrugu, and Kekeli Radio in Ho. We're live on X Spaces, we're on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, the PRC calls for an urgent revision of the cash waterfall mechanism, warning that any delay could further undermine the financial stability of key energy sector players and jeopardize the quality of service delivery.
For the regulator to throw his hands in the air and sound this alarm is worrying. Firstly, why would the president even unilaterally decide that they would vary the cash waterfall mechanism and come up with a revised one?
We'll get to hear the full details of the PRC letter, which calls for input from key stakeholders by the close of Monday. And also, the letter also criticizes the finance ministry for failing to honor its commitment to supplement the cash waterfall mechanism. We have details of that. Experts are also sounding alarm bells on the impact of Galamsey on Ghana's crop yield. We'll get to hear from scientists as they join the campaign against illegal mining.
It is first going to impact on the yield because of the fact that it will impact on the soil fertility and the productivity. But then it's also going to impact on the food that we are going to eat.
Also this afternoon, Ghana police flip-flops on Fix the Country protest, now saying it is ready to offer security and allow the protest against illegal mining to go ahead, barely 8 hours after he had gotten an Accra High Court to injunct the demonstration. We have details as a private legal practitioner says despite the court order injuncting the protest, the police can allow the protest to go ahead because it is the police itself that got the order.
The third order apparently is in favor of those who sought the order. Those who sought the order by their subsequent conduct have compromised that order. Nothing has been breached.
We have details of that and essential services, including hospital management, school admissions and graduation processes halted as the Senior Staff Association of Tertiary Institutions extend their strike.
Student account office, and I urgently need some assistance and they are not there, so I'm going back to Kasoa.
I just realized they're on strike and I would have to complete my payments if I can register for my courses.
And their sports.
Massive decline in the latest FIFA World Rankings as the Black Stars drop 6 places after a winless run in the AFCON qualifiers.
That's it more in this afternoon's edition of the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. And this afternoon, the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PRC, is warning key players in the energy sector, notably the Ghana Grid Company, Gridco, VRA, Bui Power Authority and the independent power producers could run into serious financial difficulties that could collapse the energy sector if any urgent steps are not taken to revise the cash waterfall mechanism. Under a revised mechanism in August 2023, the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, was taxed to make a 1 billion monthly collection and share with all players in the industry under an agreed formula. But the PRC, in a letter to the president, another key group, says the agreement is not working, warning of a potential power crisis if not addressed immediately. Join us as a copy of that letter, and my colleague Elton Brobe joins me in studio with more. Elton, let's walk through the agreement under the cash waterfall mechanism now.
So this letter makes reference to revenue collection by the ECG, and they say that the ECG was expected to collect a minimum of 1 billion cedis per month over a six-month period as a benchmark for revenue generation. There's also Tier A allocation, monthly fixed payment of $43 million to the Tier A, and this mostly include the independent power producer. The Tier B allocation, net of the ECG collection after the monthly fixed payment to the Tier A to be shared among other beneficiaries of the electricity value chain on the gas waterfall mechanism. And they talk about the Minister of Finance to make payment for gas supply from Sankofa Field by the partners, WAPCO invoice to be taken care of by GMPC, and the Ministry of Finance contribution to make up for any shortfall in the Level B payment to the interim. So this was what was agreed in August 2023, MFA.
Yet the PRC is raising concerns. Why?
They say that following the adoption of the revised cash waterfall mechanism, ECG was expected to make monthly payments to the various stakeholders based on approved monthly model. However, since the inception of the revised CMW, ECG has not complied with the guidelines of the CMW as directed by the president, thus defeating the principles of fair and equitable revenue allocation. Now, they give the breakdown. They said they make reference to the exchange rate discrepancies. They say ECG has raised concerns regarding exchange rate disparities between the Bank of Ghana rates used by the commission to calculate the tariff. ECG has indicated that it buys most of the dollars on open market, which rates are higher than the Bank of Ghana rates. This creates deficits which has to be paid off. The Minister of Finance under agreement was also expected to make a monthly top-up of $10 million. And according to the PRC, that has never happened. Mm. And the Minister of Finance paid half of the expected $11 million intervention to ECG. And they say that these are the reasons why the cash waterfall mechanism is going through difficult times.
And there are a few things that the PRC is asking for.
So they have written this letter to the president, the vice president, and a tall list of other individuals. And they have asked them to provide their inputs by the close of Monday, 21st of September, 2024. They are asking that the inputs should center around how they can deal with the adequacy and fairness of the current assumption underpinning the cash waterfall mechanism, challenges encountered in the implementation of the mechanism, recommendations on improving the mechanism to ensure it remains responsive to sector demands and financial realities.
And this must happen on the 23rd. That's Monday. You're talking about Monday.
Exactly.
That's 23rd of September. So the ECG has a response?
The ECG in this response takes on the PURs. It says that the report seemed to overlook the impact of the foreign exchange forex losses on ECG ability to fulfill its financial obligation, and the discrepancy between the PRC exchange rate and the market, that's what Bank of Ghana provide. They say that there's so much gap between the two of them because ECG buy most of the forex from open market, is unable to make up for the difference. They also say that perhaps most important, the cost of fuel procurement, which was not factored into the cash waterfall mechanism framework, must be seen for what it is: necessary action taken to ensure the continued provision of electricity despite unforeseen challenges in gas supply. During the period under review, ECG independently purchased liquefied fuel amounting to 466 million Ghana cedis. This proactive approach, according to ECG, maintained power supply in the country.
Okay, thank you very much, Elton Broby, there taking us through the PRC concerns on what ought to be done by Monday, September 23. Now, ranking member on the Mines and Energy Committee of Parliament, John Jinapo, says the module is not working because the mechanism's lack of transparency.
For the regulator to throw his hands in the air and sound his alarm is worrying. Firstly, why would the president even unilaterally decide that they would vary the cash waterfall mechanism and come up with a revised one? That should be done by the PRC and not the presidency. Mm. And that is the political interference I'm talking about. Even the revised one, ECG is not abiding by the revised one since July. They've been doing their own thing, paying for fuel directly, not reporting to the cash waterfall mechanism. And so since July, PRC has not been able to publish the cash waterfall mechanism.
And that's a John Jinapo there. Meanwhile, the Africa Center for Energy Policy, ASAP, is currently holding a press conference on the potential crisis in the energy sector. My colleague Blessed Suga is there for us. Blessed, what are the concerns that ASAP has raised so far?
ASAP is raising concerns about forex manipulation and other anomalies they've identified in the managerial processes of the Electricity Company of Ghana. They believe that the president ought to act and that management of the ECG ought to be out of office because they've cited what they see and some discrepancies in the reporting of a contract that was awarded to Haptel in terms of the power purchase applications that customers of ECG rely on. And based on some of these factors, they believe that there's a looming disaster or crisis yet to happen in the energy sector. Yao Kojoche has been addressing the press.
One of the major challenges of ECG in its handling of the exchange rate for its transactions. In many instances, the exchange rate reported by ECG to the Cash Waterfall Committee was significantly higher than the interbank exchange rate. The exchange rate manipulation created a net exchange loss of about 6.5 billion Ghana cedis in 2022, which is up from 600 million in 2021 to about 7 billion Ghana cedis in 2023. ASEP, through the RTI process, requested historical exchange rates used by ECG for its transactions. The company has since May 2024 not been able to supply the requested information, stating in an August 2024 response that, and I quote, "The requested information is quite extensive and will require some time to compile."
Now let's turn our attention to the Ghana Police Service, and this afternoon they're flip-flopping on that three-day intended protest by Democracy Hub, the Fix the Country protesters, over the illegal mining menace and the prevailing economic conditions yesterday. We know that the police applied to the High Court to stop the demonstration from going ahead. They actually secured an order for that to happen. But in the last few hours, they've now backtracked despite the High Court granting that application, saying that they are ready to provide security for them. We'll get to hear from legal practitioners on this particular position taken by the Ghana Police Service. But first, member of our legal affairs desk, Kweku Asante, joins me in studio with the latest on this particular matter. Kweku, first take us back to yesterday's court order, which barred the protesters from going ahead.
Well, yes, with about 4 days for that protest to start, Justice Marie-Louise Simmons actually granted this order of prohibition, and it stopped the protesters from protesting between 21st of September 2024 to 23rd of September from 6 to 9 p.m., 6 to 11, 11.59 p.m. on each of those days or on any other day for that matter. And it was clear that the court was acting in prohibiting these persons from going ahead perpetually.
And now the police say they would be able to provide security for the protest to go ahead?
Well, yes. Just about 4 or 5 hours after that injunction was granted, and based on Bakavamawa and Co. saying that they were going to defy that and go ahead, the police did put out a statement about 10 p.m. yesterday saying the Ghana Police Service would like to assure the public that sufficient measures have been put in place to maintain law and order as well as ensure peace and security for the upcoming planned demonstration by Democracy Hub Group slated for 21st September. And the Ghana Police Service said they are going to provide security measures ahead of this. I've been asking Samson Ladi Anyenini what exactly this will mean for the substituting court order.
The third order apparently is in favor of those who sought the order. Those who sought the order by their subsequent conduct have compromised that order. Nothing has been breached. Even if you get a final judgment from the court, you, the one that the judgment is in favor of, you are still at liberty and entitled to compromise that judgment. So to the extent that it is not the Democracy Hub against whom the order was procured who are proceeding to disrespect or disobey or disregard the order, there will be no issue. Even final judgment, parties can compromise the judgment.
Well, Samson Ladi Anyenini is also asking the judiciary to be circumspect of all attempts by the Ghana Police Service to use a legal process to infringe on the constitutional rights of the people to protest.
Unfortunately, in many times you find that the police attempt, sometimes out of certain deliberateness or ignorance, to treat the notice as though they were required to give a certain permission. I am clear about the contours that have to be looked at, that it should never happen that intended demonstrators, persons who want to organize a public event, give you notice months ahead, weeks ahead, and all you do is wait until a few days or a day two, and then you surreptitiously approach a court to prohibit them. That, for me, is such a breach, such an egregious breach of people's human rights. And I think our courts must refrain from attempting to encourage the police in the manner we have seen. The police, the court must be upfront in reprimanding the police and rejecting the police
in the manner they do this thing in such bad faith.
That's private legal practitioner and host of News for Samson Ladi Anyenene. The police say they will later today release an update on the modalities for the protest, and of course we'll bring you that in subsequent bulletins. Staying a while longer on issues relating to illegal mining, Ghana's food security is under serious threat. That's the alarm being sounded by scientists over the devastating impact of illegal mining on farmlands and water bodies. We heard the warnings about water earlier. Well, today the Council for Scientific Research, CSIR, and the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, GAEC, are the latest to join the campaign against the canker. The two institutions say the effects of illegal mining are far-reaching. Well, apart from the destruction of arable land, it is putting the country's food production chain at a dangerous risk. We can hear from the senior research scientist at the Soil Research Institute of CSIR, Dr. Albert Kobina Mensa.
You know, what happens is that it is first going to impact on the yield because of the fact that it will impact on the soil fertility and the productivity. But then it's also going to impact on the food that we are going to eat, what we call the food chain contamination. Mercury is one of the major elements that is used in the extraction of the gold in the small-scale mining sector. They handle the mercury haphazardly. It's sort of what.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Down also into the available soil. Now, research has shown that when the soil is contaminated with heavy metal, it concomitantly tends to accumulate in the food chain. This metal mercury accumulates in the fishes and they make the fishes become magnified or biomagnified. Then now when human beings go and buy this particular fish, it also the human beings get the effect from this toxic element. It is going to affect the fertility and the yield.
Well, so that's some scientists there now joining the situation. Dr. Albert Kobina Mensa. Well, we have some news also coming in as we speak, and with the Minister for Gender and Social Protection has just tweeted that the President has assented to the Affirmative Action Bill. My colleague Akwikwa Sante is with me in the studios. That's some good news. Tell us more.
Well, yes, we know that on the 30th of July this year, Parliament did pass the Affirmative Action and Gender Bill. This bill is seeking to create equal opportunities for female in society. It is expected to also ensure that in terms of the discrimination that women generally face when it comes to work, environment, and other things are all dealt with. In fact, let me go to some of the specifics of this bill and as it was passed in Parliament. We know that when it started, Haruna Idrisu did raise some concerns about a possibility that this may be unconstitutional. All those specific issues were dealt with. Institutions are now expected to have specific quotas, for instance, when it comes to employment of persons. They would have to ensure that they employ equally between men and women, and the bill is seeking to get what it calls equity. The bill, again, it has 34 clauses, six schedules, and it seeks a 50-50% representation and participation of both women and men in governance, public positions of power, and all decisions-making processes of the state. We are now just getting confirmation from Ms. Dakwa Newman, the Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, that the President has appended a signature, and that is now bill. Obviously, Mambesi and MFR probably going to get the same salary as Evans Mensah now.
Oh, really? Who says we are not getting already? Okay, so implementation now starts immediately.
Yes, and the minister is saying that the next step is the implementation. There are those who raise concerns that when it comes to implementation, that is what will perhaps be so difficult. And that is exactly what the minister is saying, that the agenda now is to ensure that this bill is implemented to its letter.
Quick question to him is mischief yourself. They're taking us on a quick break here on the Midday News, live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra and Kumasi. We're on Love 99.5 FM, myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions, X Spaces, Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams. We've been assessing that particular letter by the PRC calling for an urgent revision of the cash waterfall mechanism, warning that any delay could further undermine the financial stability of the key energy sector players and jeopardize the quality of service delivery. We return from the break. We have sport and then also essential services, including hospital management, school admissions and graduation processes, halted as the Senior Staff Association of Tertiary Institutions extend their strike.
Students account office, and I urgently need some assistance and they are not there, so I'm going back to Kasoa.
I just realized they're on strike and I would have to complete my payments if I can register for my courses.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
For too long, Ghanaians have been let down by empty promises and failed leadership. But now, a new dawn is rising in our beloved country. A sweeping change led by the visionary, Nana Kwame Bediakom, the leader of a new force movement. Nana Kwame Bediakom will embark on an unprecedented tour of all 276 constituencies across Ghana. He's bringing hope, economic freedom, and to put power back where it belongs, with you, the people. Be part of this historic revolution that will shape the destiny of our nation. Join the New Force Movement now and let's build a nation of our dreams. For more information, call 0531 100081. That's 0531 100081. New Force Movement. Enidaswa ba.
They're luckiest.
Stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere.
Here's to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is
Dial star 712 hash. Now join in the luckiest winning celebration. Every 1st July 2024. Over dial star 712 hash. Now I'll cost out to ticket as a group, individual, and as even as a community. Now win is the car cashier. Prizes are cashier in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with star 712 hash. Now join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest
stars, everyone to us.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
Thanks for staying with us here on the Midday News. Time for sports. Mubarak.
Yes,
what's our ranking?
The ranking, the country has experienced a significant drop in the latest FIFA World Rankings. Yeah, remember the Black Stars lost 1-0 to Angola before playing out a 1-1 draw with Niger. The results have seen the team drop from 64th position on the global rankings to 70th, with countries like Georgia, Albania, and United Arab Emirates all surpassing Ghana. In Africa, the Black Stars moved from 12th to 14th, and now behind nations including Cape Verde and South Africa. Otuado and his players will aim to prevent further decline in the next match against Sudan, that's in the 2025 AFCON qualifiers next month. And MFA, we still don't have a home ground for that particular game.
And the former president has been talking about it, attributing that CAF ban on the Baba Yara Stadium to corruption and incompetence. We can hear from him.
And now Minu Mokasim, for the first time in the Abakosem.
For the first time in our history, FIFA says we don't have any stadium where we can play international matches.
This is a cop or mindful from a cobo. Now, we're here, son. And Chibia and the TTC, Kakasia, and the companies, we say, Omonko, Encore renovated
just recently. Huge sums of money were doled out for the renovation of our stadiums. So what happened? Everybody is tired of the corruption scandals. People are fatigued by it. So journalists don't even talk about it anymore.
Katasichene proye ana obi via Ghana sika ana ye twa Ghana sika ma obi na wotwe bia inte central for na afi bi omutwegu efi se ehu hia so mbeka.
Meanwhile, as the GFA and Sports Ministry race against time to get CAF to inspect the Accra and Legon Sports Stadium, it has come to light that GFA got more than $200,000 from FIFA to maintain pitches across the country. GFA spokesperson Henry Asantechum tells Evans Mensah on PM Express that the funds were used to build boreholes to water some pitches across the country.
Now, of the recce that we did, about 8 different pitches qualified to benefit from this borehole project. Mm. So we wrote back to FIFA. Then they asked us to put the final document together. We sent it to Zurich, and it was approved. We had a borehole. I think we had 6 in Pram Pram, our technical center. We constructed a borehole at Teshik for Women's Premier League. We did one in the Eastern Region at the Deu Park. We did one in Kukrentumi for a Division 2 game center, which is now being used by Division 1 side. In Kumasi, we did Westco Park, Prempe College. In Sunyani, we did the Sunyani Technical University. We did the Sunyani Coronation Park. In Brikum, we did the Golden City Park in Brikum. In the Central Region, we did the Swedru Park. We also did the Soccer Intellectuals Park. In Sekendi, we did the Jendu Park. In Tamale, we did the Tamale Sports Stadium. In Boliga, where we currently have our technical directorate or our academy in Wikongo near Boliga, we did 2 at the Bogatanga Senior High School because the regional FA used that venue as a game center for juvenile leagues and women's division 1. And then we did 2 at the Wikongo Technical Center where we currently have.
So this was all just building
boreholes. So it was just about building boreholes and providing water tanks and water pumps so that during the dry season these facilities would have enough water to keep the grass.
Well, there's more from that interview on myjoyonline.com. Now, persons in need of services such as school admissions and graduation processes have been left frustrated as a strike by senior staff associations and various tertiary institutions begins to bite hard. The situation has worsened with the Ghana Association of University Administrators joining the Senior Staff Association of Universities of Ghana in the strike over unpaid salaries or allowances. We'll hear from them shortly, but first listen to some individuals who are unable to access some services on the various campuses.
Getting access to my MIS web, for me, my fees reflect up to now. It hasn't reflected. I came over all the way from Ayarefa to the student account office to help me out because they are the only ones who can help me. They are basically on strike because they are having problems with the government based on their allowances. Now, we are also struggling, but now they are on strike. They can't help me. Basically, I have to just aside myself from that accommodation process because my fees haven't reflected all because of the strike. So, we are just calling on the government to just listen to their plea and just help them out because we are also struggling.
Thank you, sir. I was having a problem registering my courses. Yes, so I came to the student account office to get clarity on what I have to do.
Well, the national chairman of the Senior Staff Association of Universities, George Ansong, as he says, and they're fed up and will not return to work until the outstanding payments are fully settled.
We feel cheated and neglected by the government. We feel discriminated against because there's this particular allowance that casts across all the university staff, from senior members through to junior staff. And this allowance is reviewed twice every year. The first review came, instead of government writing a letter to cover all of us for payment, government just wrote for UTAC to be paid, leaving the rest of us.
We are still following that particular action. Now, the Bokuwes district of the Upper East region erupted in jubilation as Joy News Impact Makers Awards honoree Samuel Nana Bekai Jirako returned home to officially present his award to the people he has dedicated his life to serving. Albert Sori has more in this report.
Samuel Nana Bekai Jirako's journey began in 2015 during his national service, where he developed a passion for giving back to the community. He mobilized friends to embark on various projects, eventually establishing the Haven of Love Children's Foundation in 2018. The foundation has since dedicated itself to community service, especially in organizing yearly health screening exercises and eventually becoming a beacon of hope for the less privileged in the Boko West and surrounding districts. Samuel was nominated for the Joy News Impact Makers Awards, and in June this year was honored in the health and social welfare category at the awards ceremony. He has finally returned home to Zebila to officially present the award before the people he has served through the Haven of Love Children's Foundation. Daniel Anania Atampuba is the district chief executive for Boko West.
And I'm not surprised that Haven of Love was charged as winner on social services and health because they have impacted so much in my district.
Members of the community praised Samuel Nana Bekai Jirako for his unwavering commitment to improving their lives.
We want to tell Joy News that God will bless them for giving this opportunity to our master.
He's very...
Amen. And then let's bring in MNJ to the other full complement of the team.
I know, right?
Wow, what's up? What are people talking about?
A lot. Well, the national...
We had a swimming competition ongoing.
Yeah, I know, right? You
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.